So Mental Health Reform is Ireland's national coalition for mental health. We're a membership-based organisation. So we've over 80 members, and together with our supporters, which there are also many, I suppose our vision is an Ireland where everyone can access the mental health supports that they need in their own community for their best possible mental health. So we do that in a number of ways. Firstly, we work together collectively to hold the government and its agencies to account to ensure its policies and its laws are human rights compliant, and most importantly, to ensure then that that changes the lived realities for people who are accessing our services. We campaign to try and raise awareness on the need for increased investment in mental health. And we also, you know, over the last couple of years, we've been doing a lot on innovation. So kind of working with research partners and other stakeholders to see, you know, where is the future for mental health? And, you know, how can we ensure high quality, effective services in this current climate? Yeah, so that's a little snapshot of a lot of the work that we do.
And are things changing? Are things getting better in the space that you're in?
Yeah, I think it's a fair reflection to say that we have seen, you know, certainly over the last decade, there has been a change in how mental health has been viewed. So Mental Health Reform ourselves, we're actually a very young organisation. This is our 12th year in operation. And I think, you know, in those 12 years, we've seen a real shift of viewing, you know, mental health as a real medical or a health issue, to more of a, you know, of a kind of a broader, you know, human rights and social justice issue as well. You know, all of those things are really important. So we've seen huge strides made, but also, you know, while there's increasing awareness, and I think COVID also helped with that in many ways. You know, COVID placed mental health front and centre in public discourse, and people realised, okay, mental health is actually something that's affected by external factors. You know, it's not something that is in isolation. You know, people from different walks of life have higher rates of having poor mental health due to discrimination or stigma they face. So, you know, a lot of that has changed, but there's huge progress still to be made. You know, waiting lists are too long, you know, our law is still completely out of date, it's not human rights compliant or mental health law. So while there's, you know, we have to say there's been huge strides made, there's a huge journey ahead for mental health services and supports in this country.
You have a kind of a unique position in mental health reform because you're in a space where you have a lot of member organisations. And what kind of challenges are you hearing from your members at the moment?
Yeah, so, you know, we have 80 member organisations. They're massive mental health providers. They're smaller members. There's members who work on advocacy, who work on particular issues, members who work with traveller community and children's rights. And I think across the board, what we've seen, you know, during COVID, all of our members overnight changed their services. So, you know, on a Friday, they were, you know, face-to-face. On the Monday, for many, they were setting up new channels, new methods of engaging with our members, and which, you know, was a huge challenge, but, you know, has been a wonderful journey for many, and the services and the offerings that they're able to give to the public now is much more diverse. But, you know, that comes with challenges as well. You know, we're in a cost of living crisis. We see that, you know, funding for new services, it's really difficult. Staff retention is across the board. We're hearing that's very difficult, you know, especially in bigger cities and hubs to retain staff. And then in terms of what we're hearing back from, you know, most importantly, those people who are accessing services, be it our member services, but also they're you know, the waiting lists for the state services are still really long, and people are waiting a very long time to access those services. So I think, you know, we still have a huge way to go in ensuring that people are able to get the timely support that they need.
Can you talk to me a little bit about the work that you do with other organisations? For example, the intersection between mental health reform and DFI, for example.
Yeah, so Mental Health Reform is a member of DFI, and DFI is a member of Mental Health Reform. So we have reciprocal membership. And, you know, that's really important for us because, you know, a very much a guiding beacon for our work is the UNCRPD. And individuals who experience mental health difficulties, you know, they have rights. So under the UNCRPD, there's a term, a psychosocial disability, which refers to, you know, individuals who may have kind of more severe enduring mental health difficulties. And it looks at the barriers and the challenges they face in society in accessing their rights. And unfortunately, people with mental health difficulties or psychosocial disabilities are some of the most stigmatized and discriminated against in Irish society. Our laws and policies don't adequately protect them. They don't have access to adequate housing or employment support. So it's really important, you know, that we work together in partnership with DFI to collectively raise our voice and to say, you know, people with disability, be it mental health or, you know, intellectual disabilities or any other type of disabilities, that, you know, they have rights and we as a country need to do better. So it's very much about working in partnership. You know, many voices are better than one, and it's certainly an area where, you know, we really need to raise awareness on and ensure that we're really understanding and implementing the UNCRPD on its word and as it is. I think that's something that we work really well with DFI on, and look forward to advocating on it for the years and months ahead.